latest edition of the weekly Fantasy Lounge podcast. This will be a once-a-week podcast dedicated to all the hot stories of the fantasy world. I'm Brandon, also known as Ritz at the Lounge.
Alongside myself, Kevin, known as the Fantasy Guru. In this episode, we will discuss young pitchers, key injuries, and other news in the world of fantasy baseball.
First of all, our first young pitcher to discuss, because it seems like this year there's more than any other year, early on at least, there's been a lot of young pitchers that are coming up out of nowhere, really, a lot of them, just to make some kind of an impact. The first one is Francisco Liriano of the Minnesota Twins. He's 1-0 with a 3.6 ERA and 28 strikeouts.
Yeah, he hasn't made a start yet, even though he had four starts last year. But he's getting bit, hit pretty hard lately in his last couple outings out of the bullpen. In his last eight and two-thirds innings, 7 runs, 16 hits, but his K's to walks ratio is pretty quite amazing. 28 strikeouts and 4 walks throughout the whole year so far.
Yeah, he actually even had a save a couple days ago on Tuesday. So that could be interesting. I don't think he's going to be a long-term closer, and even close, but he could easily become a starter. He has 4 career starts, and he played in the Futures game last year. And throughout his minor league career, he's always been a big strikeout pitcher. He usually goes pretty deep in games too, so I could see him fitting into that rotation.
Yeah, I too.
Especially if there's some kind of injury.
Yeah, because I think the Twins staff so far, I think it's been on the bottom tier of the American League. And even Johan Santana has even had a couple bad starts. I mean, of course, you don't expect that. So I think they got holes in that rotation where he'll later step in later in the year and contribute and be a decent pitcher.
Yeah, bottom line on this one, I think you have to just wait and see. If somebody on the Twins rotation happens to go down or anything, starts to struggle a whole lot, then you might want to pick him up. But right now, he doesn't have any fantasy value because he's not getting the innings to do any good for your team.
Okay, on to the next guy who's been a major disappointment so far is Matt Cain of the San Francisco Giants. Lately, he's been getting rocked really hard, which is interesting because he had a pretty solid year last year, even though he had 7 starts.
He went 2-1 with a 2.33 ERA in 7 games on the stretch last year. So this guy has major league experience.
Well, I think there was a lot of pressure put on him early in the year.
He's a first round draft pick. He went 25th overall. So there's always a lot of pressure when you're.
But I think he's one of the he's 21 years old. Is really his first full year in the majors, so I don't think he can expect a ton out of him yet. He does strike out guys.
Yeah, but this year he's walking a lot of guys and getting up a lot of hits. This is a guy that I'm not real.
He's got he's got extremely high whip by 1.54.
I'm not real high on this guy. There's been a lot of fuss in the fantasy world about him. I don't see it. I don't see why. Personally, he's just not a guy that I would consider put on my team anytime soon. The next guy is another guy who's been hugely hyped, Felix Hernandez of the Mariners. He's 2-4 with a 4.58 ERA and a 1.5 WHIP. He has 43 strikeouts to only 16 walks, though.
Here's another guy where I think a lot of people put pressure on him all the year. I mean, he just turned 20 years old, I believe, in April. So, he has amazing stuff. I mean, throughout his minor league career, you heard a lot about him. Having an AK and King Felix will put a lot of pressure on you. But last year, in 12 starts, he was pretty good. He had 2.67 ERA, and he had a ton of Ks, 77 Ks. So he will get you Ks, but he does have a high whip and a high ERA so far.
Yeah, he debuted at just 19, so you got to give this kid a chance. 10 of his 12 major league starts last year were, quote, quality starts, that major league stat that they actually started keeping. So he's got a lot of upside, and he's somebody you got
to
watch.
Yeah, and I also think he'll continue to get better. I mean, he's been better his last couple starts, so expect better things from him in the couple upcoming year. Next, on to the next guy, sort of a name people have been talking about a little bit lately is Ian Snell of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's been solid the last couple starts. His whole year he's has a record of 2-2 with a 4.65 ERA and a 1.55 WHIP.
Yeah, I saw him when he pitched against the Diamondbacks. The thing is about Snell is he leaves an awful lot up in the zone, and it's very hittable. The thing is, a lot of times this year he's just been blowing guys away. He's gonna get hit. This is a guy that doesn't switch speeds all that often, and he doesn't have a whole bunch of different pitches in his arsenal. So he leaves a lot of fastballs just up in the zone. But he was once voted the 10th best prospect by Baseball America, so you know this kid's got stuff that he could be around for a while. He's just got to learn how to pick and choose his spots.
Yeah, and I think a lot of young pitchers keep pitches up in the zone, and they just need experience to get more pitches and change speeds and stuff like that.
He has pitched out of the bullpen before too, so if he starts to struggle, you could see him going into the bullpen. But, I mean, he doesn't have a whole lot of fantasy value. If you're in a deep league, he might be worth a pickup or a look, at least. But not really.
I say there's many more options than him. Okay, on to our next pitcher, Wandy Rodriguez. He's been really good so far this year, and he's helped one of my teams out, one of my leagues. He started off the year really well, 5-1 through 3.02 ERA, 1.20 WHIP.
Yeah, he pitched really well against the Dodgers yesterday. He's got good stuff. Pitching in such a great rotation, you can see why. I mean, especially if Clemens comes back. Yeah, I mean, he's got good pitching around him, which always makes you better as a starter.
Yeah, I think they've been expecting this from him the last couple of years. I mean, he's 27 years old, so he's not a real young gun. So yeah, I mean, he's been in the majors a couple of years now, but. He's been really good, man. If he's in a free agent in your league, you got to pick him up right away. But he's been really good so far.
Yeah, another guy that's pretty interesting actually is Scott Cassidy of the Padres. He's 3-0 with an 0.92 ERA and an 0.92 WHIP with 19 strikeouts. He's only pitched 19 and 2/3 innings. He is out of the bullpen right now. He's only given up 2 runs. He started in the minors. That was what he came up as a starting pitcher. He always has had a great ERA, so I could see him moving into that rotation.
Yeah, I don't know much about the kid, but he's been, from what Brandon said, his stats have been, they're pretty good. So and once again, the Padres don't have that, top tier staff. Where he won't get a spot, he'll eventually get a spot in that rotation. So,
I think right now he's one of those wait and see guys. So,
like many guys on this list,
yeah, a lot like Liriano. Right. Liriano and Cassidy are a lot alike in the way you should approach them as an owner.
Definitely. On to our next guy, Joe Blanton, who. Has been a little bit of a disappointment so far. He has a high ERA, 6.38 ERA. He's 3-4 with a high WHIP, 1.61.
Yeah, he's been walking a lot of guys. 18 walks to only 23 strikeouts, and he's had 3 starts so far this year where he's gave up 7 or more earned runs, which is, I thought the other day when he was pitching against Toronto that he should have been pulled out a lot earlier than he was. He was getting.
Yeah, he gave up 6 runs, and was it the first inning? They gave up a grand slam.
Yeah.
He's just, another guy that,
He's a big upside guy, but he's been a little bit overhyped in the fantasy world. Last year he won 12, and he had a 3.53 ERA, and he was always a great, great pitcher in college, one of the top college pitchers. So I don't doubt for a minute that his stuff is great, and you should keep looking at him, but as of now, he really has no value in my book. I mean, a lot of people are holding on to him for hope that he's going to, come around, but I don't see it right now happening, so I would just wait and see on this guy. The last pitcher we're going to talk about is quite an interesting story. The Phillies just called him up today. He's getting his first start tonight. Cole Hamels. He's 22 years old. Here's an amazing stat. This year in AAA, 1 walk, 36 strikeouts, 1 earned run. in 23 innings. That is amazing. 36 strikeouts in 23 innings to only one walk and one earned run. That's just amazing.
Yeah, that's kind of a freakish stat right there. You don't see that too often. But I've heard a lot about this guy, through various websites, Baseball America and stuff like that. And he's been the top Phillies pitcher for a couple years now. And they always need arms in that rotation. I mean, they got John Lieber, and they don't have a number one ace. So I see this guy eventually, with his stuff that he has, coming in and being a number one starter on that Philly staff and really contributing to your team.
Yeah, he's really good at switching speeds here. He has a nasty changeup. The scouts often rate pitches on a scale of 1 to 8, and apparently it's a consensus that he almost has a 7 changeup on that scale. He has had some injury problems, though. His back was an issue. But in single A, he averaged 13.5 strikeouts per 9. So that, I mean, this kid is amazing. If he lives up to everything he's been hyped up to be, he's going to be big in the future.
It always seems like you have a guy that comes up early in the year, whether it be a pitcher or a fielder or whatever, a hitter, come up and, shock a lot of people in fantasy. And I think this guy could be a guy like a Ryan Howard or someone like that last year, or Tavares or something like that, who can come out of the middle of nowhere and be a very, very solid contributor to your team.
Right. Okay, now I want to do some injuries. There's been some big profile injuries we've seen in fantasy, even in the last couple days.
The first guy, maybe the biggest name on our list, is Jose Contreras. Many of you will know.
He's the hottest pitcher around.
He's been outstanding since the second half of last year. Clearly the leading Cy Young guy in the AL right now.
There's a lot of people that think he's not going to keep this up, but I don't think he's going to keep up a ERA below 1.5, but he's definitely got the talent to where he can keep a very low ERA and win a ton of ball games with a very good baseball.
Well, ever since he left the Yankees, I mean, he's been pitching better. I think he needed to get out of the big city life and go to Chicago. And he won a championship last year with the White Sox. His injury is interesting. It's a pinched nerve in his right hip.
Right.
And he's expected to miss at least 2 starts.
The latest has him moving around quite a bit better, and he's definitely improving. And he got an epidural shot yesterday, so we all know how that goes. The White Sox called up their rookie Charlie Hager, but they sent him right back down after he had a pretty bad outing. He is supposed to return May 20th, which is as soon as he's eligible. He was retroactive to May 5th, so that is as soon as he's eligible. So it's going to be interesting. I think he's going to come back.
Yeah,
probably right about that.
I agree. He's a very good pitcher. He's sort of I don't think too many people selected him in the top 5 to 10 starting pitchers.
Definitely not. He wasn't even probably picked in the first 10 rounds of a lot of leagues. He's had a couple of bad years, but he's coming around, and hopefully this injury won't keep him down. Another guy, Ben Sheets, actually made a trade for both Contreras and Sheets in the same deal, which was definitely not good. Sheets has struggled this year. 6.64 ERA. He started the season on the DL, and he's struggled since. He has right shoulder tendonitis, and there really has been no word since, but he is expected to be out for a pretty substantial amount of time.
I was looking at his stats. It's really interesting. He's got 28 strikeouts and one walk. I mean, that's unheard of. And his whip is 1.38. He's got an ERA of 6.64. So, I mean, it's hard to picture this guy out. I mean, 2 years ago, he had 34 starts. Last year, he had 22 starts. So, the last couple years, he has had a history of injuries.
Yeah, I don't know. This might be one of those guys that battles with injury problems all of his career, or this might just be a couple freak accidents. I mean, in the early parts of his career, we don't really know yet. But hopefully, he'll be back soon. He really isn't expected to be back soon, but hopefully he gets back on the right track.
He is eligible to return out to DL May 18th,
but I've heard
with shoulder injuries and with injuries, you never know.
He's not even close.
It's always unpredictable, shoulder injuries. On to our next guy, the big right-handed power hitter of the New York Yankees, Gary Sheffield, who has hurt a lot of fantasy owners with his injury. Of course, as many of you will know, he had that collision with Shea Hillenbrand at first base and hurt his left wrist.
He has a left wrist contusion is what they're calling it. He saw a specialist, a hand specialist, earlier this week, and that was the day before they finally put him on the DL. It must have been worse than they originally thought, because they weren't for sure he was going to go on the DL. But he is eligible to return May 21st, and I doubt this guy's going to be out much longer than that. He's a gamer, and this is a contract year. I mean, this is a guy, I'm sure he's going to be back. If not May 21st, the next few, before June.
Well, when I saw it on SportsCenter, I thought, it looked really a lot worse. I thought at first he broke his wrist, for sure.
But the interesting thing here is that he didn't go on the DL right away. They waited a while, and they even took him to a specialist.
And he even played a game.
Yeah, that's right. It was almost, he went 0-for-5, I believe. But it was almost as if they just wanted to keep him off the DL as much as they could. And he's only missed a few games the last 3 years.
Yeah, here his score, he's played in 155, 154, 154 games, respectively, the last 3 years. So, I mean, you can count on this guy to be in your lineup every day.
He'll be back.
Most of the time, and like you said, I expect him to be back early June, mid-June, around there. And the Yankees really need him with the injury to our guy coming up on the list, Hideki Matsui.
One of the the least deep as in fantasy is second base, and one of the top second basemen went down. He hasn't played since April 30th. Of course, we're talking about Brian Roberts. He strained his groin. He was scheduled to run Wednesday, but after Tuesday's rehab, he was a little too sore, so they cut that off, and they didn't follow that program exactly.
Yeah, groin injuries are really funny. I mean, one day it can be fine, and the other day, next day it can be sore. But this guy, he's a very, very, very good player. I mean, he hits for average. He's got a little pop, he's got some pop, and of course he'll steal you, 25-30 bases. So he's definitely one of the top tier second basemen in the game.
He is eligible to come back on the 15th, but he's not going to be. He's recovering very slowly, and this could be an ongoing thing, and it's quite scary for people that own him, I know.
And another guy that has played, I mean, you can rely on. He played 2 years ago, played 159 games. Last year, of course, he had that freakish injury, 143 games. So, I mean, he's another guy that you can plan on having in your lineup every day. On to our next guy, a huge bat. This guy was going for the Triple Crown a lot most of the year last year. Derek Lee, first baseman of Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, he has a fractured right wrist, which is definitely not good. He is having his big cast removed today, and he's going to get a smaller one that he's going to wear for 3 weeks, so he's really nowhere near returning. He's probably 2 or more months out.
The funny thing with their wrist injuries, I mean, wrist injuries are so critical in baseball.
It'll
take him, once he gets back, it'll take him a while to get strength and get used to swinging and the baseball-related activities. It'll take him a while to get used to it. But, I mean, this guy, of course, he can do everything for your team. He hits for average. He home runs and RBIs and runs. He even stole five bases this year.
It's
so
not
far.
Debatable how good he is. It's just when he's going to come back is just...
And the Cubs have been... They're not the same team without him. I mean, his injury has hurt them a lot, and he's also played... Last 5 years, this is a pretty amazing stat. He's played 158 games, 162 games, 155 games, 161 games, and 158 games.
Yeah, he's terrible.
So, you can count on him being in your lineup every day, except, he had a freakish injury at first base.
It's not all bad on the injury front, though. Ken Griffey Jr. returned yesterday from a tendon injury. He went 2-for-6 in the game with a game-winning home run, which is... Great to see Griffey back in the game. I think he's great for the game, and he's great for your fantasy team if you happen to draft him late.
Yeah, I've always been a huge Ken Griffey Jr. fan. I mean, you can easily argue he was the best player of the 90s.
Oh, I think it's
and one of the greatest players, one of the greatest center fielders ever to play the game.
Right.
But, the last couple years he's had injury after injury after injury.
It's been this way for quite a while now, so. It is what it is. You get what you get with Ken Griffey, but if he happens to stay healthy, he's going to have a great year in that Reds lineup, scoring a lot of runs. He's going to have a great year. It's just a big gamble as far as injuries are concerned.
That is, like you said, that is a very good lineup, and he always has a lot of opportunity and chances to get guys in. On to our next guy, Moises Alou, who has always been a very, very consistent player. He was hitting over .378, 7 home runs, 25 RBIs before he got hurt.
Yeah, it's a sprained ankle, which is never good. He had an MRI Tuesday that revealed the sprain, and it is confirmed as of this week he's going to be out another 4 to 6 weeks, which isn't too long in the grand scheme of things, the 182-game season, or 162-game season, but it's 4 to 6 weeks, and I know he's floating around on a lot of waiver wires. If you have an empty spot, it might be worth it to pick him up, stash him on the DL, and then pick your guy up. He's worth putting on the DL on your team. He's playing like nobody really expected him to.
Yeah, and I think since Bonds is hitting, he's starting to hit, and of course our team's going to start walking Bonds, and Moises is going to get more pitches to hit, meaning more opportunities for RBIs and better pitches to hit. So, I mean, he's a definite pickup for me, even if,
definitely.
if you have DL spot open for him, he's a must pickup for me.
Definitely. Last night, there were two horrible injuries. The first was Hideki Matsui of the New York Yankees. He broke his wrist, which was a horrid, horrid injury. I don't know if you checked out ESPN.com during the day, they were running some pictures of him when he landed, and his wrist was just snapped back beyond recognition. It did not look good. He's expected to miss at least 3 months, possibly the whole year. This is very serious as far as fantasy is concerned. You're going to see a lot of people dropping him. He's kind of like a Lou in that it might be worth a pickup just to stash him on your DL, but if one of your players goes down, I wouldn't hesitate dropping him to make room for the other guy on the DL, because this is a very uncertain injury.
Yeah, I was watching a game last night, and right away I knew it wasn't good. I mean, I was just hoping and praying it was just a sprain, and it wasn't fractured or broken. This guy, he doesn't give you tremendous power numbers, but he gets in the lineup every day. I mean, ever since he's been in Japan, came over from Japan, he hasn't missed a game. So he hits, around 300 and gets you, he's a lock for 100, over 100 RBIs and 20, 25 home runs, 30 home runs every year.
Yeah, the interesting thing is that this leaves two holes in the outfield with Sheffield also down. So Bubba Crosby and Melky Cabrera are going to see some action, and there's even rumors circulating today that the Yankees are looking for help outside the organization. Some names being thrown around are names like Torrey Hunter, Bobby Abreu, Vernon Wells, even Aaron Rowan. I don't know. Right now, it's all speculation, but I could see them making a trade.
Another name I heard was Aubrey Huff. It says briefly.
Yeah, he's struggling right now, so.
Briefly stated, but I think he's a very, he's a solid player. I think he can contribute. But back to Melky Cabrera and Bubba Crosby. I think Melky is one of the Yankees' highly touted prospects. He won't hit for tremendous power, but he will steal bases and hit for a solid average. So, till they get someone, those two guys have a lot of pressure on them to contribute.
Right. One of the more gruesome injuries of recent memory was Aaron Rowan last night, slamming into the wall. He broke his nose. It was very violent. Snapped his whole head back. He hit it so hard. His status is pretty unknown. He is on the DL right now. It's a nose. It's not, he didn't break his arm or his leg. I highly doubt he's going to miss a whole lot more than 15 games, if he even misses any more than that.
Yeah, if you watched it on SportsCenter, they showed pictures of after he ran out, after he ran out of the wall, his nose it looked pretty bad, but
yeah, the funny thing is, earlier in the season, he asked for extra padding to be put up on the wall, and the organization ordered it, and they didn't get it in until the day before, which was Wednesday. They didn't have time to put it up, so that's kind of ironic.
Talk about unlucky, but
yeah.
This guy's he's a pretty solid contributor to your fantasy team. On to our next guy. The last guy is Kerry Wood, and everybody knows the story about Kerry Wood.
Yeah, he's very injury prone. He's been hampered by injuries the last few years. He has been throwing very, very well in the minor leagues, and he is expected to return next week if all goes well on his next rehab start.
Yeah, he was in his last start at Class A Peoria on Sunday, he had 12 strikeouts and 5 shutout innings. And he had another really good start. I don't remember his stats, but he had another good start at rookie ball as well. So the knock on this guy has always been his delivery. The way he delivers the ball, can he last a full season? I honestly don't know. I mean, you might remember he started in the bullpen last year. He wasn't bad. He wasn't great, but I mean, he'll get UKs. But I don't think he's
a
big guy to rely on.
Yeah, this is a player that I've stayed away from. Mark Pryor, Kerry Wood means stay away from me. You know, this is just getting ridiculous. Their injury problem. So it's not even to me. It's not even worth drafting.
And yeah, I think back in to Pryor, I think it's the same thing with him as his arm motion.
They're hard throwers and they have all the talent in the world. It's just
that. And they're young. And if I was a Cubs fan, I'd be so frustrated. Both of these guys. I mean, they got all the talent in the world. And you know, if they had both those guys healthy, you know, who knows where they can go in the playoffs. But until both of them get healthy, I have to stay away from them, both of them. But that's just me. So
also this year in fantasy, there's some other storylines. There's a few involving pitchers such as Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, and Brad Lidge.
I just can't figure Randy out. I mean, in his first 3 or 4 starts, he was very good.
I can figure him out. He's old. That's the bottom line. He is old. He is past his prime. He needs to retire. I love the guy, and he pitched well for the Diamondbacks and the Mariners and the Astros. He's done. He needs to hang it up. He's not helping himself any more than he's hurting himself.
I disagree with you to a certain extent. I mean, of course he's not going to be the Randy Johnson he was here in Arizona.
No, but I mean,
but
he's got an ERA over 5 and a WHIP that's 1.3, and he's walked 14 guys and he's only struck out 32, which isn't a whole lot for the amount of starts he's got.
Very true, very true.
And he's struggled against the bitter rival, the Red Sox. He gave up, I don't remember how many runs.
I think many people went through this discussion last year. I mean, I think he was even worse in the beginning of the year, and he had a great, great second half. So I think when people give up on Randy, I think that motivates him even more to be.
He's an average pitcher.
That good of a pitcher
at this stage of his career. He's an average pitcher and an average fantasy player at best. But there's one story that has really grasped the attention of a lot of baseball fans and fantasy owners. Roger Clemens. Houston has made him an offer, and Clemens claims that his family is coming around to the idea of coming back to baseball. He personally says he isn't, quote, itching to get back in the game.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw SportsCenter or not the other day, but he was at some banquet or something like that, and he was talking to the crowd, and he was saying how he needs to make a decision soon.
Yeah, I think he's definitely going to be back. It's probably going to be a while before he does indeed come back, but I'm fairly confident he will be back in an Astros uniform.
But what type of year do you think he has?
I think
he'll be average.
I don't think he's going to have near the year he had last year.
I mean, yeah.
He's still Roger Clemens. He's going to have a decent year, but it's not. don't expect a whole lot out of him. If you held on to him for this long, keep holding on to him, but he might be even worth a pickup, but I don't expect a whole lot.
You would think this guy, being 43 years old, he's gotta slow down sometime, right? I mean,
he can't be, I don't know.
I mean, he probably is. I think he is one of the top three greatest pitchers ever to live. But I don't think he'll keep up the amazing 1.87 ERA last year yet. And
I don't know. I guess
we'll keep it up.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out.
On to the next guy, Houston Astro, Brad Lidge, who's been lit up so far this year. I mean, ever since the NLCS last year, it seems like he's been hit hard. Yesterday, he actually got taken out with the bases loaded, and Dan Wheeler got the save.
Yeah, his ERA is well over 6. He does have 11 saves, but he has 4 blown saves, and he just doesn't seem as confident. I don't know. If you're a risk taker, maybe buy low. Personally, I didn't draft him, but I know I'm pretty confident in the guy. I think he has a good chance to turn it around. I don't think Wheeler's going to be a long-term closer in Houston. And
I agree. I mean, I personally think Lidge is he's one of the top tier, top 3, top 5, maybe top closers in the game. So I don't expect this to keep up. But one of the most disturbing things out of looking at all of his stats is his 1.98 WHIP. I mean,
closers cannot give up hits or walks. That's just asking for.
You want your closer to have an ERA about 1 or under 1, little under 1. That'd be your ideal WHIP. I mean, you don't want guys to keep getting hits off your closer. I mean,
yeah, that's definitely not a good sign. I think he's gonna turn it around. Well, that's gonna do it for our show today. Tune in next week. We're gonna be recording these podcasts Friday afternoons, and hopefully we're going to be posting them up on Friday night or early Saturday. We're going to try to get them out as soon as possible, but look forward to more in the future. So, for Kevin, this is Brandon, and we're signing off.
Bye, guys.